But we hope in the coming months and years to be able to build facilities and establish more of an effective presence in Somalia.
Schwartz grew up in Western New York. He's a 1976 Williamsville South High School graduate. Today, he will be sworn in by Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken to serve as the official ambassador to Somalia.
I'm going to Somalia at a very important time for Somalia. It's engaged now in a struggle with a terrorist group, an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group called Al-Shabaab, which is strongest mostly in the southern part of the country, but even in the capital city.
Schwartz points out Somalia has a difficult time recovering since the early 1990s, and civil war is ongoing. In October of 1993, U.S. soldiers conducted a raid in Somalia. They were on a mission to capture a warlord who was causing starvation to hundreds of thousands in Somalia. But two Black Hawk helicopters were shot down. The true story is portrayed in Black Hawk Down.
That was probably sort of the worst period for Somalia. They had had a dictator who was running the country, and that regime fell apart, which left the country with no central authority. And for 20 years, there was considerable insecurity in the country. The economy wasn't functioning well. There were very few educational opportunities. Healthcare is very poor.
Many from Somalia have sought a new life here in Buffalo. In fact, they are the second largest refugee group in the city.
For Somalis who want a better life, they're trying to leave. They're among bigger components of the migrants we see trying to get to Europe and often, you know, dying in the Mediterranean. And many are in refugee camps in Kenya.
The U.S. no longer has an actual embassy building in Somalia. Schwartz will be working at the U.S. Embassy in Kenya. But he tells WBFO News they do hope to reestablish that embassy at some point. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.